You're listening to SBS News.
Last year, a man known as AJL20 won a landmark case that allowed him to walk free from Australian detention. Today, the Syrian refugee is fighting for his freedom once again. The federal government has launched an appeal against a federal court ruling that led to the release of AJL20 in September last year. Government lawyers on Tuesday made their case for last year's decision to be overturned, arguing it had resulted in an unlawful non-citizen being wrongly let into the community.
So the Commonwealth was very, very concerned about this case, and they basically just argued that the federal court judge, Justice Bromberg, got it wrong.
In 2014, AJL20 had his visa cancelled on character grounds under Section 501 of the Migration Act, making him an unlawful non-citizen in Australia.
Because he's from Syria, and Syria in recent years has largely fallen apart, once all his appeals to try and get his visa back had failed, he was really stuck in indefinite detention in Australia because there was nowhere that the government really was prepared to return him to or really tried to. So this is a case of somebody who was going to sit and had sat in detention for years with nothing happening.
Alison Battison, who is his lawyer, led the case last year. She used the legal principle of habeas corpus to successfully argue the 29-year-old refugee was unlawfully detained because the Department of Home Affairs had failed to make arrangements for his deportation to Syria, his primary purpose of his period of detention.
The day that happened on the 11th of September 2020 was an extraordinary day. I think I started to shake when the decision was handed down because it's almost unprecedented in Australian legal history.
Before the court on Tuesday, Solicitor General Stephen Donohue described the decision as a complete aberration in Australia's migration system. He said the Migration Act makes clear that what is termed by the government an unlawful non-citizen must be held in detention until they have been granted a valid visa or leave the country. Ms. Battison says the case could be of concern to the government as it would have effects more broadly on refugee status and citizenship.
This sets a number of worrying precedents for the Commonwealth. One is that if you have someone in immigration detention, the Commonwealth might actually have to take steps to resolve that person's status, which on any human level or even professional level is obviously entirely appropriate. And two, that there could be a group of people in the community who are neither citizens nor do they have visas.
Should the government lose the appeal, Ms. Battison believes it could set a new precedent for how future cases relating to indefinite detention are dealt with.
Look, it is an incredibly significant case. For AJL20, it means freedom. And it means a chance to be with his family and to support his family. At the moment, he's not a citizen and nor does he have a visa, so he's in the community on the order of the court. For everyone else, it is a beacon of hope that for people, you know, for example, people from South Sudan who came as a child, you know, who when they left South Sudan, it wasn't even a country. There are many people like that who are stuck in indefinite detention where, on the evidence, no steps are being taken to pursue the purpose of their removal, so they're just being warehoused, and that must stop.
But Solicitor Carolyn Graydon from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says even if the government loses, there are other means for them to revoke the ruling.
It is a really significant and important decision, but it will not automatically translate into a legal remedy for all of those in protracted immigration detention around Australia. Even if ALJ20 wins, it may still be possible for the government to come up with its own workarounds of the decision. So either through a legislative change or through just the way that they case manage these long-term detention cases.
She says each detainee is assessed on a case-by-case basis.
We are working with a lot of people in immigration detention, providing them with individualised legal advice about what their prospects of a similar kind of habeas corpus application process may be, emphasising that it is very much based on the individual facts of people's cases.
It's a concept Ms. Battison says has always been handled unpredictably.
The inconsistency of decision making within the Department of Home Affairs is stunning. You know, you get people with very severe criminal records, very long, who aren't refugees, who are given their visas back. And then you get refugees with maybe an AVO infraction, you know, which is serious but is not comparable to other crimes that other people have committed who've gotten their visas back. And this person just rots away. Or many of my clients have no criminal conviction. Or some of them may have an ASIO adverse security assessment, but as ASIO redoes those assessments, they're consistently downgraded to the point where the original assessment is just a joke. So it's highly dependent on the individual circumstances. But the fact remains that migrants are a positive to the Australian community.
A decision on the appeal will be announced in the coming weeks. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.